Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Can you hear it? Can you hear the quiet? The kids are back in school. Can you hear it? I love it. Now, I know some of you guys, your kids don't go back until after Labor Day weekend. All right. Ah, boo on you. At least we got our kids back. My son started high school a couple weeks ago. I was like, I trust you. I love my kids. I love them. But boy, has this been a long, long summer. Needed those tissues into school. It was interesting. Yesterday, I had to play a best of. I apologize. I know. If that was the best of, I'm in trouble, right? Because I had a doctor's appointment. I had to go for my mammogram. I see a breast specialist. And, oh, no, you'll hear about that. But luckily, I was able to drop off my kid at school. Now, everybody thinks, oh, dropping off the kid first day of school, it's a wonderful moment. Oh, no, it wasn't. First, he was screaming and yelling because apparently he had a summer project and he couldn't print it. And dumb mom, who doesn't know how to use the computer or how to hook up the printer to his computer or whatever, couldn't get it done right. So he's mad. He's crying. I'm mad because I'm going to be late for my mammogram. And I'm doubly mad because when you go for a mammogram, you're not allowed to wear deodorant. So if I'm not allowed to wear deodorant, I'm really, really grumpy that I can't wear deodorant until I get a mammogram. Not so much as I have a mammogram. So we were yelling and fighting. Nobody ate anything. I gave him a banana. He dropped the banana on the floor. He stepped on the banana. The cats took a dump. I had to clean it, didn't have time to clean it because I need to now make him something for breakfast. So finally I roll up to the school and he's like, Mom, I'm late for school. He wasn't late for school, he's still at 15 minutes. So I'm not good enough now. Okay, you could see, you know, at the end of a 3-month summer, we were kind of at our wit's end with each other. So he's yelling, hurry, Mom, school starts at 8. School starts at 8:10. What are you talking about? School starts at 8 and it's like 7:47. So I drive him up there and I go, kiss? He gives me, he's in the sixth grade. He gives me a look like, you kidding me? There is no way I'm going to kiss you after a summer like that. So he gets out of the car like he's in a mad hurry. And what does he do after 2 steps? High fives his friends and just sits there and, you know, talks to his crew. I'm sitting there going, no kiss? And you made me rush? All right, now I'm like, you know what, no, I better roll up the window because I don't want to embarrass my son. Already, my son is embarrassed about me. He doesn't want to give me a kiss on the cheek. He's already at that age. He's my baby. You know, the big boy will still give me a kiss, even in front of his friends. I'm like, oh, see, give me a kiss on the cheek. Little one, nah, he's too cool. All right, so I'm pulling away like, good. Look, I'll be a good mom. I won't embarrass my kid. But then I see these other parents, and you can tell the new parents to the school. They're taking pictures. Now, okay, I probably could be a better mom and take pictures, but the first day of school is not anything we want to historically document because the hair's not brushed, the shower wasn't done, the kids, you know, teeth were, you know, hole in their pants, they're wearing the hand-me-downs from last year because I forgot to get them new uniforms. So anyway, now you see the parents taking pictures, and you see the kids having to stand there and go, come on, Mom. So they're doing the cheese. The other kids will look at them. You could already tell they're going to get bullied. You know, I'm like, well, should I intervene? You could already tell that the kids were looking at the kids being taken pictures of, and they were just ready. They were just ready to rip into them. And I'm like, what do I do? You know, meanwhile, my kid is staring at me from afar, like I better pull out of the parking lot now before he opens a can of wet pipe, and I didn't know what to do. So I left, and I went for my mammogram. Now, if you thought my morning was already bad, so now I go for my mammogram, okay? And don't worry, I shaved underarms, my chest, whatever needed to be done, because we will remember the mammogram fiasco of 2009, right? Yeah, tanglings and tanglements, and yeah. You thought Tangled was a movie about a woman with long hair. Now, it started from a mammogram story. Anyway, so I go, and of course, I thought I was there, you know, on time. You know how your dentist always rips you a new one? You know, you think you're going to the dentist every 6 months, and you find out it's been 2.5 years since your last visit. Right, so I'm just waiting for the doctor to go, what? Okay, but he was good. You know, he just gave me the look like, I'm late. All right, so I get undressed, and they give you this little baby paper gown. Now, the gowns I have in my office, cloth, they're long. They cover all the way down to the knees. Well, this is a breast specialist. So their gowns only cover, you know, midriff, you know, up to the half stomach. Now, I'm like, okay, you guys realize I had two babies and I breastfed both of them. Where are the gowns that go down to the knees? Dr. Wax, the gowns are only supposed to cover the breasts. Can't you see my breasts? This is only covering my shoulders and my pecs. Okay, so I finally feel like I'm covered enough to go to the mammogram machine. Go to the mammogram machine, and I know the mammogram machine really well. I have a very intimate relationship with the mammogram machine. In fact, I've been more intimate with that mammogram machine, it doing my mammograms, than I have with my husband. All right? My breasts get more action with that. All right, so she starts lowering it and lowering it and lowering it until finally we figure out how to kind of, you know, meet in the middle. And it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt. And then I thought, okay, well, wait a second. This is good. It didn't hurt. No. You know why? Dr. Wax, the older you get, the less it hurts. Okay, I'm old now, huh? So I get out, and then, you know, they put the films up, and he's like, Dr. Wax, come out here. I'm not dressed. So I cover myself, and I take a look, and they are the ugliest, ugliest looking breasts on mammogram. Have you ever seen a mammogram breast? If you ever want to turn your husband off of sex so you could get some sleep, show him a picture of your mammogram. I have never seen something that was designed to be so beautiful, so scary and spindly looking, and it's black. It's like something for Halloween. So I asked him, you know, this could be good. If you need to decorate Halloween decorations, can I get, you know, a bunch of my mammograms? He's like, no. So he yelled at me, you know, for whatever he has to yell at me for, and then I leave. So put on the deodorant, I get to work, and I start my day. I would have had a lot more fun doing my radio show, but at least I got my mammogram done. See, it wasn't that difficult. You all could do it. I posted pictures on Facebook and Twitter. Very, very doable. Let's just say it's doable. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, you know, people always ask me, are they too overweight or too sick to exercise? And when I look at them and I go, nope. They're like, damn. But I understand why they're asking, okay? People get nervous being overweight, and then all of a sudden trying to do, you know, Zumba or some of these heavy, you know, extreme workouts. I mean, there's all these like boot camps and extreme workouts that people are doing, and wow, they're getting cut. They really are. But the problem is you see skinny people do it, and if you're overweight, you're like, well, wait a second, you know, am I going to put myself at risk? So apparently we have some new recommendations that have been made now from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Yay! And they have made some suggestions right now to people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, metabolic syndrome, blood sugar levels higher than normal, pre-diabetes, etc. Well, they had found that some of the best thing we could do is intensive behavioral counseling. Now, I know some of you are like, wait, are they trying to give me a psych diagnosis? Do I have to? No, we all need behavioral counseling. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to a shrink. And might I add, maybe we all need to see shrinks. Did you ever think about that? Maybe if we all got some psychological counseling, maybe we wouldn't be overeating, we wouldn't be undersleeping, we wouldn't be having the issues that we're having. Maybe that, you know, we take a daily vitamin, maybe we need a daily therapy dose. So they say overweight patients with risk factors for heart disease should be sent by their doctors for intensive behavioral counseling about diet or exercise. This was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. And they found that intensive behavioral counseling can help lower these patients' risks for heart problems. Now you guys are like, wait, all right, I thought they'd recommend something juicy, like a pill. Trust me, I would love for there to be a magic pill. I would invest in the stock. I would prescribe it. I love pills. I love prescribing pills. Yay, pharmaceuticals. I love it. But I'm not a big fan of big pharma to the degree that it's at, but I am a fan of some of these medications they dole out because, wow, I see some amazing things happen with them. But they are 100% right. Anybody that has ever lost weight changed their thinking, and none of us can do that. You want to know what I started doing? I don't care if you don't want to know. I'm going to tell you anyway. What I started doing is drinking iced tea. Ugh, I know. Oh, my gosh. I got this big gulp iced tea. And I just came to the realization that I really don't drink the water I keep bringing to the office for me to drink. And I keep trying to sneak soda pop or diet soda pop. And that's not healthy. And I decided to just start drinking. Actually, my husband did. He once got me a tea. And I was like, that's good. But apparently the Starbucks tea, it tasted like there was some corn syrup in there. It was really sweet and yummy. And I'm like, no. I got to do this right. I can't be having corn syrup sweetened tea. So I have right now this big thing of tea. And you want to know what? It does what it needs to. You know, I'm hydrated. I'm going pee. I feel like it's something other than water, which, by the way, is something I think we all need some behavioral counseling for. I could drink cold water, but there's something psychological about having something sweet, and that's what drives us. So that would be good. And then what about the exercise? Okay, we think we have to go from 0 to 90 when it comes to exercise. No, we don't. There are other things we could do. And I've done a lot of this behavioral therapy with you guys, except I haven't gotten paid for it. Okay? You guys get this advice for free. But there's tons of things you could do to bring down your blood pressure, bring down your cholesterol, etc. And we need a coach. You know, a lot of us talk about how we would be as skinny as Jennifer Aniston or look as cut as Channing Tatum if we had coaches and trainers, etc. Personal trainers are probably one of the most brilliant adjuncts to your healthcare regimen because there's your behavioral therapy. They are on your butt. And now, have I had to go at odds with some trainers because I thought they were over pushing my patients when they were, you know, had an issue? Yeah, I mean, we've seen people drop dead you know, doing their sport. We've seen people tear their tendons and etc. And so, you know, I wish some of the physical trainers out there had a little bit more medical background so that they would know when to push them and when to tell them to back off. I have a lot of patients go, look, you know, Dahlia, you said I almost had a heart attack, and my personal trainer kept telling me, keep going, and he ignored the shortness of breath. And I'm like, well, again, personal trainers are doing what they're supposed to. They are, you know, on you to exercise, but yeah, that's pretty scary that you could have a heart attack right in front of your trainer. It's rare, though. It doesn't happen that much. Anyway, what I recommend you do if you don't have the money for intensive therapy, etc., is to recruit somebody that could do that. But it has to be somebody that you don't like, somebody that you can't manipulate. It cannot be your wife, because you are going to hate this person. Whoever is going to be your behavioral therapist, you are going to hate until it's over, and then you're going to like. And being a wife, okay, I learned early on, I could not be my husband's behavioral therapist. No, okay, he did not want to hear me nagging. It was just nagging and went one ear and out the other. But you have a stranger go, all right, I see what you're doing, but you're trying to wuss out, do this. It works. So anyway, the United States Task Force issued the same recommendation for the first time back in 2012, but only for obese patients without heart disease risk. Now they want, if you're at heart disease risk, you need to get your poop together, and I agree with that. Now, you would wonder, when is the task force going to say, well, look, you know, you should go and get an EKG. You should go and get blood work. You should be put on a statin medication. Nah. That'll raise money for healthcare costs. So right now, it's intense behavioral therapy. How much that costs in the long run, I don't know. But it's good to see. I'm for that. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was off doing my stuff this weekend, got some emails on the report that transgender therapy is being covered, you know, by Obamacare, and, you know, people can't get insurance. This is something that we talked about a while back, and it's kind of resurfacing as some people are being able to, you know, enjoy some of the transgender benefits from Obamacare. It's kind of like salt in the wound for those of you that voted for Obamacare and voted for Obama and aren't getting insurance. Remember, the Affordable Health Care Plan was supposed to completely turn around what the current healthcare system was. So if somebody who was transgender that wanted to have the surgery wanted to get it, they would. If somebody wanted their employer to pay for their birth control, they would. Yet, if somebody wanted more preventative type stuff, if somebody wanted more, they may not get that if they can't even get the health insurance to even get the preventative, etc. And so, unfortunately, Obamacare became an absolute cluster. Now, though, the debate is going to start to get more and more vicious as we have diabetics and heart patients and possible cancer patients not get the care they need because somebody else they deem is cosmetically, which is why there's debate, is it cosmetic or is it medical, getting transgender thousands of dollars of surgery and hormones, etc. And I told you, somebody being transgender, it becomes a medical issue. If they psychologically are living in a body that they don't want to live, absolutely, okay? However, we do not have a government now, and I don't know if we want a government now, to decide to choose who gets the health care dollars, even though they already have. But we do not want them in a position to look at two people and say, well, Mary deserves something more than Bob. We don't want that. And once we allow the government to do that, then we are in a heck of a lot of trouble. So people are calling for the government to, you know, stop this with the transgender payments going out for those surgeries and using those money to give it to somebody else. But do we really want the government involved at that level? I don't know. I mean, just like with, you know, transplants, etc., we want the government as far away as possible as picking and choosing. Now, with the Affordable Health Care Act, we've already had the government step in and say, look, your health care dollars are going to go to this whether you want it or not. And I don't think there's any turning back. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll right back to your questions. 1-877-362-3254. I'm not the one.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, I was listening to the radio and I heard you guys talking about stomach cancer and antacids. I'm in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and I've been taking Nexium for years because I have bad heartburn issues. I was wondering if there are certain things that can determine whether it's not actually heartburn. I've had a scope, but they said they've seen irritation, but nothing serious. Certain foods I can eat, certain foods I can't. Radishes give me bad heartburn, but yet I can eat wasabi. I don't eat any hot, spicy food just to avoid it. any advice you can give me, would be great. Thank you very much.
Okay, that, for any of you, if I'm ever off air, we have an answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You could leave your message, and we'll answer your question the next time we're on. Great question on GERD. I wish I could talk to you live because I have some questions, especially the fact that, you know, he could eat wasabi. Wow, that's a pretty tough stuff, and not get heartburn with that. Certain foods, I think we've all realized, will give us unpredictable results. Like, for example, I'll eat a vitamin, a little multivitamin, a kid's gummy bear vitamin, and I will have horrendous heartburn. Yet I will go to a Mexican restaurant to have an enchilada and not have heartburn at all. So it's whatever starts to trigger the acid reflux or lower your pressure in your lower esophageal sphincter. And certain foods will act differently on certain people. So whenever you have heartburn, or the kind of the pressure in the chest, heartburn could be a variety of things, a pressure in the chest, a pain in the chest, feeling of burning, bad breath, acidic flavor to the mouth, you know, or just even lower stomach pain, we always want to make sure we're not looking at heart. So I would suggest make sure you get an EKG and have somebody make sure that this isn't inappropriately diagnosed heartburn, that this isn't the heart, because it, unfortunately it hurts in the same area. Now, the fact that you had an upper endoscopy means you're already in good hands with a great doctor. And Grand Forks, that's a great city, so I know you got some good doctors out there. So the fact that you've already had an EGD or an endoscopy, great. Because that is starting to become one of the first tests you get. We used to do pH monitoring, where over a day or two we had this little pH monitor that would measure the amount of acid in the esophagus, and we would use that for the cases to see, you know, maybe it's not GERD, you know, why are you hurting? Is it really an acid issue or not? And it would kind of plot when you were having acid reflux, and that would kind of help us with the more recalcitrant test. So that's something you could do if you've already had your heart checked out, you've already had your GI system checked out. And then there's also manometry. What that does is it looks at the motility and valve pressure of the esophagus, kind of looks at your lower esophageal sphincter, checks that valve out. That could also, you know, be helpful. But you've already had the scope. You've already seen some irritation in the lining. And most importantly, you diagnose it yourself. There are certain foods you eat, and when you eat those certain foods, it happens. Now, a very, very important part of this is the reproducibility. You need to, when you test yourself, make sure that no matter what, whenever you eat that particular food, it gives you the reflux. So you have that reproducibility. What I don't want to happen is you're having chest pain, you decide to eat some licorice. You eat the licorice, you have chest pain, and you're like, all right, so the licorice did it, but just luck of the draw, or coincidentally, it was actually your heart. So, you know, for me, very easily reproducible. I eat gummy bears, I eat licorice, I get bad heartburn. I drink a glass of lemonade, I get heartburn. So, yet, like I said, I can eat Mexican food, no problem at all. So, you know, what to avoid? Well, obviously, you want to avoid anything spicy, all right? Because, you know, your body's not really used to that. Very citrusy fruits will cause heartburn. Orange juice, grapefruits, even just oranges, lemonade, etc. So acidic foods. For me, lemonade always kills me. I don't know why. Tomatoes is another issue. I love eating tomatoes. I think tomatoes are so important, especially because of that lycopene. We want to get that lycopene. Any fruit or vegetable that's very bright like that, pretty healthy stuff. And unfortunately, the tomatoes are highly acidic, so that also causes heartburn. You know, they say, this is very, very interesting. I'm looking at WebMD, and a Dr. Mausner said, you may want to actually try a sour balm. Even though sour balls you would think would be acidic, sour balls promote saliva. Saliva neutralizes the acid. So sometimes sucking on a candy or a sour ball could help, you know, cause some neutralization from that end. Garlic and onion is a biggie. I don't tolerate onions. I love onions. Everything has onions right now. Everything is flavored with onions or onion powder or garlic and garlic powder. I love it. But those are big. All right? Those are really, really big. What I would recommend is try to go more bland, like your broiled chicken, cottage cheese, toast, things like that. According to Dr. Bonnie Tab Dix, baked sweet potatoes also work really well. But you got to avoid your pepper, your chili, anything that has spices, because that could really, really trigger it. Wasabi is interesting. You're not the first person that told me wasabi didn't give him heartburn. My husband, I think, said that, and one of my other friends, he goes, he could eat sushi and use the wasabi and nothing happens. And maybe it's got to be more of a pepper issue. It's some sort of a trigger. Sorry, I wish I could tell you the exact mechanism. But, what to do to treat heartburn? The big problem with heartburn now that we're hearing is the fact that it could cause cancer. We don't want to be told that something that we naturally have on a day-to-day basis can give you cancer. None of us want to hear that. But we're told that the acid can change the esophagus and cause Barrett's esophagus. So your job is to make sure you're doing a variety of things. Number one, avoiding the foods that give you heartburn. Number two, to elevate the bed at night. A lot of times your heartburn will happen because of simple gravity. So the acid comes up. Then it could also get into your lungs, make you cough, give you a sore throat. The acid could just sit there in the esophagus. No, so you need to elevate your bed at about 45 degrees to kind of help abate that. You need to eat smaller meals. You need to not swallow air as much. You need to cut your acidity. They say foods like oatmeal is excellent. Oatmeal is a great thing to do. I recommend oatmeal at night. If your dinner could be oatmeal at night, you're going to poop the next day, you're going to take in less calories, and it'll help with your heartburn. Ginger is excellent. Ginger has always been something good for the GI system. Ginger helps avoid nausea. We use ginger in pregnancy many times. It's a good thing to do. Health.com also suggests aloe vera. They said some health food stores sell aloe vera, and that seems to help more of a basic nature. Salad could do very, very well as long as you avoid the tomatoes and the onions and the high-fat dressing. Sometimes salad is a better choice. A banana is good. Even though bananas have still more of an acidity to them, they're not as acidic as other fruits, may coat a little bit better. Some melons, too. Melons apparently have a lower pH than bananas and citrus fruit. So, and they have a lot of water. So your honeydew, your cantaloupe, etc., that could dilute, neutralize. Fennel has a pH of almost 7, so it's almost neutral, just a touch bit acidic. I don't know much about fennel except when I watch MasterChef, but apparently that does really, really well and could help. Of course, your baked, broiled chicken or turkey is a heck of a lot better than beef because beef needs a lot more churning. Fish and seafood do really well. Again, nothing fried. You don't want to fry. You don't want to have oil, etc. Your cauliflower, broccoli, asparagus, green beans, those can also help prevent acid reflux, probably because you're like, I'm eating vegetables that I don't want to eat anymore. Celery is always good, although I like to put peanut butter in my celery, which doesn't count. We talked about parsley. You can never go wrong with parsley. And couscous and rice, a good carbohydrate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to thank our newest affiliate, Boost Radio Network. Plays our show now 6 days a week, as does my network, GCN Live. So please check out Boost Radio Network. They actually carry a lot of the GCN shows. A really, really good network. And it looks like they may be actually coming soon to your car. So please check them out at Boost Radio Network. And again, thank you all for tuning in and listening. We really do appreciate it. Now, this is interesting, all right? Kids are back at school, all right? We're all happy. We're all doing the dance. But this was an interesting article. It said, bullying starts before the school years even begin. And we think that bullying is only a school thing, but apparently kids are bullied way before school even starts. They say even though there's been an issue with weight and you know, the typical things that we would think, they say the average age of children in this study was six years old. Kids are getting bullied. Now, me as a parent, as a doctor, I see bullying in the preschool days. Okay, I already saw that. I would see the babies. I would even see my kids with their cousins. I would see the cousins bully each other. You know, taking away the toy and then looking and trying to peacock and, you know, trying to look. You know, you already saw the aggression. Babies already do that. Babies already fighting for attention. I get that even now. I'm trying to look at mom or dad. They come in as a patient, and the babies, they want nothing to do with that. So what does a baby do to try to look bigger and to try to intimidate me? They yell, they scream, they stare me down. I'm like, you're a little peep, and you are trying to stare me down. Wait. All right, so I'm intimidated. I got to tell you, these babies scare me sometimes. And they could be very, very, I feel bullied, you know, by the baby. Looking at me and giving me the looks like, you know, they're going to get me after school. I'm like, look, I'm just making sure mama's fine. Cut me some slack, all right? But the reason why we talk about bullying is because this is when the kids go back to school, and this is exactly when kids in nature need to, you know, find their place in the hierarchy. Find how the kids popularity wise they stratify in each of the classes as to who's going to be the dork, who's going to be the nerd, who's going to be the popular person. And people feel better, and they find out that they can in groups be able to, you know, maintain their independence and you know, be free of bullying if they group up. It's a very, very tumultuous time going back to school. Luckily, my kids go to a school that has a very, very big bullying policy, and it's really, really hard to, be able to beat somebody up on that campus. It's really difficult. There's cameras everywhere, which I think will help. I think having cameras and surveillance is extremely important. But what do we do about the younger children? I mean, you know, we tell the kids, no, that's mean, that's not nice, but kids are animals. We are all animals. We're a part of the animal kingdom. And when do we foster and allow leadership and allow these kids to, you know, learn how to stand their ground? And when do we intervene? You know, a lot of the bosses I had, and a lot of me, professors, etc., they were real jerks. Real jerks. But I was able to handle them, and I had the confidence because of my bullying history. I mean, as much as I hate bullying, I feel like, you know, God gives us, you know, stuff to deal with for a reason. And I went to 12 schools. I dealt with idiots in all of them. Luckily, I learned to navigate through those schools, and some of them were pretty rough. And I made it to an adult, like most of us do. And then I was able to deal with the new set of bullies. And still, I get bullied. I have patients try and bully me. There's always bullies, and they do that. They get loud. Their voice gets lower. They threaten. They try to stare you down, all right? But I'm not intimidated by that. You know, I dealt with this kid named, I don't want to say his name just to get in trouble, but this guy was a real piece of work. And after dealing with him, I was like, you know what? You guys got nothing on me. So, it's still frightening out there. There's still people out there that want to shoot their doctor. So trust us, we're prepared for that if that happens. But, there's bullies all around. And I wonder, you know, what is the best way for us as parents to prepare our kids for that? Personally, I think having multiple children helps. Okay? Having a lone child, I noticed that, you know, in my family, you know, there were three of us and then the younger one. Well, the three of us, we kind of deal with people pretty well. Okay? Because we had to deal with each other, but the younger one basically grew up without brothers or sisters, not as adept with other people. Because he didn't have to get bullied. I mean, my sister was a bully. My brother was a bully. I was mean. You know, we really messed each other up. And it prepared us later in life. Now, everybody's trying to protect each other. Nobody wants there to be fights in school. And I get that. Kids shouldn't be stabbing each other and hitting each other. I get that. But I am starting to see more and more of these people, these younger individuals, the younger generation saying, look, I can't deal with people. I need to be homeschooled. Okay, how do you deal with a bully? Yes, avoidance works, but sometimes you need to deal with these bullies head on. And I'm having kids that are homeschooled. I'm seeing kids' patients homeschooled because of bullies. And I ask, Mom, what happens when they get a job and they have a jerk as a boss? Well, then they'll just quit. Well, what if you're in a position where you can't quit? Okay, I had jerk bosses my whole life. I can't quit. I deal with jerk insurance companies. I deal with some jerk patients. I can't quit. I deal with jerk politicians making this Obamacare. I can't quit. I've wanted to. Have I ever wanted to quit medicine? Absolutely. Sometimes I'm like, it would be just so nice to live back in that little apartment I lived in. You know, when I rented a room, was going to college. You know, me and the kids just all bunk. And I don't have to deal with the outside world. Sometimes that really sounds good to me. But no, I got a deal. I got a family to feed. I got people to heal. And I'm not going to let one bully or one idiot mess me up. So what I would suggest is rather than the avoidance or, now, mind you, I understand homeschooling. The concept of homeschooling is a brilliant one, especially for kids that don't learn in the classroom setting. I really, really get that, and I totally understand that. So for those of you parents at homeschool, for those reasons where you think you can give your kids the education, that's fine. If your kids go to a school where you think they will be stabbed, I understand. Protect the kid, absolutely. But these kids going, I'm picking homeschool so I don't have to deal with bullies, they are not going to be ready for real life. But then, you know, one of you may say, but look, Dahlia, these kids don't have to socialize anymore anyway. Everybody's emailing. People are doing conference calls. They're Skyping. There's a big difference between a Skype conversation and a one-on-one conversation. I can't tell you how many people I met on Skype, and then one-on-one, it's different. There's certain things you feel, smell, interaction. It just is weird. You know, people communicate on a variety of different levels. Not that I tried to intimidate him with the smell, but it's a different interaction. And, you know, maybe as we're moving more towards homeschooling and kids avoiding school and this whole bullying issue, we're just going to have people that just robotically work from home and deal with people on the outside, never leaving home. You can have your groceries delivered to you. You could have your food delivered to you, groceries. The kids get picked up on a school bus. You could do a Skype call with the teacher. Is that what we're looking at later? You just don't even have to leave the home. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.